Well, hello and welcome to Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain, episode 34. We are now at the end of the 23-24 season, so before we can really go ahead and look into the summer and next year, we've got to round up the end of last season, Matty. Two games at the weekend against Peterborough and the award tonight as well to throw in there. Obviously a frustrating one. I think we could tell that everyone was still feeling a bit down, even through, the Saturday night into the Sunday. But obviously so much to look back on that I'm sure we'll do over the summer, but not the way you will want the season to end.
No, yeah, I mean, it's always tough to do something like that after you've lost. And then, yeah, to lose sort of, the biggest game of the year in that manner. Yeah, I think, overall, I think, the end of season awards went relatively well. It was what it was. We didn't have, obviously, we've talked about, why we didn't do it somewhere else or another time, whatever. But look, I think it was nice to see there was a lot of people there. Hopefully everyone, got pizza, and yeah, it was just, something that we felt like it was a nice way to sort of include more people. And yeah, I mean, obviously it would have gone a lot better if we'd have won. I think we'd have been a lot happier. But yeah, I mean, fair play to, the lads to after that, loss, to come upstairs and put a, brave face on. It's always hard. I was it was tough to talk so much about it because, yeah, like it was obviously raw at that point. I was probably more annoyed on the Sunday, to be honest, than at that point, just because, about how the game went on Sunday. So yeah, I just felt like I mean, looking back at it, I feel like we've really missed the opportunity there to be playing this weekend. And yeah, that's it's tough to take. But look, it is what it is. We obviously had a chance to do it, and yeah, we didn't quite get it done. But yeah, the awards, look, I think all the awards that were given out, I think were all, well deserved. I thought you did a great job, mate, on the mic.
Cheers.
So yeah, I mean,
Appreciate it.
yeah, like you say, it was what it was. Obviously, for me, that sort of night is more, it's more about the volunteers and the fans for me than the players. I know it's an awards night, and the players, of course, get their awards, but for me, it's to do with the volunteers and the fans, and saying thanks to them for what they've done for us this year, mainly the volunteers, and that helped the club so much. And that was the biggest part of the night for me, was just to make sure that we say thanks in the right way, and say thanks to the fans. And obviously then it gives the chance fans to thank the players for, their efforts, etc. And like I say, look, they've had a good year. We all know that, we've had plenty of chats about the season, and yeah, I think we've been brilliant for the majority of it, and maybe a couple of big games where we've not quite played at our potential. That's tough to take and makes the summer a lot longer than it should be. Just sort of going over them moments. But at the end of the day, that's sport. You've got to get on with it and move past it and move on to the next thing.
I think that was a frustrating thing. So I think everything you've said there about, the odd performance here, it all seemed to amalgamate into that Saturday game, I think, because we think we saw the very best and, sometimes, a little bit of the worst of the Seahawks in that one game on Saturday. I think, defensive turnovers costing a couple of goals, but we saw, the hard work, the graft that we've seen all year, and, the offensive skill that this team has and its ability, but on the back end, we saw Brock and Deck both make some key plays. Jordy made some huge saves. We saw the best and the worst of every part of this team in one game. And that's why I think it was just so frustrating right at the end. As Ferrara puts that goal away and they go skating off, you could feel just, that the feeling in the room was of what if. And that's where the frustration comes from, isn't it? Because 12 months ago, we were looking at this team, one that was built to contend, and it certainly did everything, and it was just that final hurdle. It's why, if anyone was watching myself on the stream, we've tried to stay with you live all the way to the presentations, on the end of that game, I was just struggling, doing for what to say, because it was just that sense of, there was just that, you could feel, the atmosphere in the room just go a little bit.
Like you mentioned, it's all there, mate. I think, I've rewatched the game a few times now, and there's no doubt. I mean, we made some really bad errors in the game, and errors that, in games like that, you really just can't make, and that obviously doesn't help the cause, but. My overall feeling of the game is, so easy to sit here and say you should have won, and it sounds like it's always like I'm saying that, but look, we dominated the play in general. 54 shots to 34 was my instat stats, and where we had the shots from, where they got shots from, everything. We get an XG of the game, which teams, none of that matters at the end of the day, because you've got to do it on the ice and win the game when it matters. But yeah, breaking down sort of each goal, and we had a lot of really good looks, and in another game we maybe win that game 5-2, and it's we go on to Sunday. But yeah, it was just a bit of a wild one, mate, and unfortunately we just couldn't quite get it done when we needed it the most. And but it was great to see, I think Callum had put a post out yesterday about the subs, Emmy and Bobby Lyon, and I mean they played unreal all playoffs, and the numbers that they're putting up, unreal. And like you said, Brock and Deck, look, the amount of minutes that they've played this year. I think Brock probably didn't have his best playoffs, but again, it's a long season. He's young, and sometimes it just that's it, at moments it just works like that. And we all know his game. He's an offensive player that takes risks. I don't ask him to not take risks in certain times of the game, because I believe that them risks, some when they do pay off, I think it, you see the other side of it. A couple of bad ones, and yeah, it's that was the game. But yeah, I mean, breaking down the game, I think, look, if you watch the game, I think we was more than, in the game, and for me, we could have won that game, but could have, would have, should have, and all that. We didn't. And like I said to the lads after it, just remember the feeling, the ones that are going to come back and be in this again next year. You need to remember how bad that feeling is. It's heartbreaking, really.
And then, of course, they got up for it on the Sunday, which, as you say, probably makes it more frustrating, doesn't it?
It
To
was
see
very
the result.
annoying.
Obviously, Dom got his, I believe, certainly the first start of the year. I don't believe Dom got a start last year either. Was that Dom's first National League start, I believe?
That was Dom's first start. Dom played really well, really well. To come into a game like that, and obviously, look, they're playing their backup. They don't have anything to play for. I've heard that a few times, but we didn't either. And look, the game was pretty much parallel to the home game. We dominated the play. We dominated the shots, and the lads maybe was a little bit more free, and we scored a little bit more free flowing, I guess. And defensively, we didn't give up as much. They're maybe not going to the areas as hard as they would have done Saturday. And look, Dom made the saves that he needed to make. And yeah, fair play to Dom. I thought he was great stepping in there. And like I said, it was annoying, really annoying on the side, because I knew, it's tough, because fair play to them. Look, they've won, and they're going there, and that's, that's on them. They've got to go and do them. But I just feel like it was tough to watch, because I feel like the game was very similar to the Saturday, and we beat them fairly easily, and I think Saturday could have been like that as well.
And obviously it was Sam's farewell as well. Of course, that news hadn't broken last time we recorded here on Behind the Curtain. Well, we'll make sure that we say a few words now. I have seen that a few people, when I put out a post a few days ago asking what would you like to see from Behind the Curtain during the summer, a few people wanted a Sam Towner special. And I think we spoke behind the scenes about it. It's not something Sam would want, is what I'd say. You know, for those fans who are wanting it, he's quite happy to talk about the club and what the club's doing, but you don't want to make it all about him. And I suppose that's one of his certainly one of his good traits. He doesn't think about the individual honours; it's about the team, isn't it? And similar thing with this. Sam wouldn't want to sit here and talk about himself, I think, for that amount of
Yeah, no, I
time.
think Towns is, he's a pretty simple lad, and he didn't want a big song and dance on
Yeah, saw
Saturday.
that.
Yeah, and like you say, he's had a great career for Hull. I can't say more, better words than that, and he's just happy with what he's done, and he wants to, he's got lots going on off the ice, so yeah, he's like I say, he'll be missed a lot.
No, certainly will be. And I say I'm sure we'll see him around the rink at some point. I can't imagine that he'll completely lose the hockey bug altogether. So I'm sure people will still get time to have some chat with him around the rink at some point. Last thing I do want to mention, I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate here in regards to the playoffs, because it's something that somebody raised to me at the start of the playoffs, and I be honest, I completely dismissed it. And now we've seen the Coventry teams, it's something that I kind of want to put to yourself, and it's regarding the fixture schedule of the playoffs that we've seen. Obviously, on both sides of both groups, the top two sides play each other first on that first weekend of the playoffs. It saw us with two defeats to Leeds, and it saw MK with two defeats to Swindon. And of course, those sides were never able to recover from that, despite being one of the higher two seeds in the playoffs. Obviously, it does sound like something you could quite easily make an excuse out of as well, which is obviously not what we're trying to do. But is it possibly something that needs looking at, or is it a case of, we still had four games after that, we still had it in our control, and neither us or MK as well on the flip side didn't manage to do what else was required?
I mean, look, you could look at it both ways, couldn't you? I think the fixtures are, this fixtures are sorted individually by each team. Aaron Nell from Swindon does a lot of it, and sort of, speaks to all the teams and what they prefer and what they don't prefer, and things like that. And it was purely just down to just dates and what worked for the teams, and I was more than happy going into it, and I felt like, you're playing Leeds first, but at the end of the day, you've got to pick up the points regardless and play them teams regardless. So yeah, winning four on the bounce, yeah, is tough, of course, if you do end up losing them first two, but if you win one of them games, then it's different. So yeah, I mean, you could look at it both ways, but I don't see that as the reason why we're not going. The reason we're not going is because we didn't win Saturday, and we should have. So that's the way I see it. But I get what people are saying. But I think it's an easy thing to say. If it was the other format, you'd have to win the one weekend. So it's sort of, yeah, what either way, it is what it is. And yeah, the teams that are there have earned it, and fair play to them.
No, and I'm sure obviously all four of them go hell to leather over this weekend, Coventry. But that's pretty much all we've got time for here on episode 34 of Behind the Curtain. Don't worry, there's gonna be another one following this one up very, very quickly, where we're gonna do a bit of an Ask the Boss or a digital fans forum with Matty. So make sure you stay tuned for that one. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe, and wherever you get your podcasts from, whether that be YouTube, Apple, or Spotify. And I say, join us again soon.